Now a follow-up to an interview I did some time ago into the impact of hearing loss, this time on the mental health of children. The researcher is Dr. Anthony Hogan of the Australian National University.
Well, last time we looked at the general health and well-being of the adult population with hearing loss, and we found that people's physical health was down by a factor of 20 percentage points, I recall, and their mental health was down by an average of 9 percentage points.
And this time you've looked at children and mental health.
Correct. The Federal Government Family and Community Services Department in Indigenous Affairs has a long-term study of Australian children called LSACS, the Longitudinal Study of Australian Children. And I was aware that in that study there were questions about hearing loss.
What did you find?
The data looks at kids' results through two eyes. It looks through mum's eyes, but also through the child's teacher's eyes. We found in common terms that our kids with hearing loss were more commonly identified as having attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity. They were more likely to report headaches. They were more likely to be boys. They were more likely to be Aboriginal boys. Emotional symptoms, you know, was the child often unhappy, downhearted or tearful? Kids with hearing loss were more likely to have these emotional symptoms. They were more likely to have temper tantrums and hot tempers. They were more likely to be picked on and bullied by other kids, and they were less likely to show consideration of other kids' feelings.
Now, is any of that a surprise? If you've got a child who may have chronic ear infections or that sort of problem, they must feel pretty lousy about themselves and act out a bit.
I think they're more concerning. The child exhibiting the most behavioural problems was a child who didn't understand what was being said to them. These kids, being able to pick out what you want to hear, may not be operating optimally at this time. They don't follow instructions and get identified as being naughty, and things escalate from there. Kids, when they can't hear or follow, like in a noisy classroom, they can hear but they can't follow what's going on, get bored and distracted and start doing other stuff.
So what do you do with this information?
If your child's got a hearing problem, we need to make sure that not did they hear us, but did the child understand what we asked them to do? Is the child able to follow the instructions being made of them? There are signals of taking far more seriously the impact of mild hearing loss, and we very much need to think about monitoring these children's psychological well-being.
Dr. Anthony Hogan of the Australian National University in Canberra. I'm Norman Swan. You've been listening to The Health Report. I'll see you next time.